Hey, Bob, what's that on your face?
Why, it's an alarm animal from Tamerlane Pet Products, Ted. No more undependable alarm clocks for me. Why, with an alarm animal digging its little claws into my cheeks, there's no way I'll oversleep ever again.
Gosh, how does it work?
Circadian rhythms, Ted.
Circadian rhythms,
yeah,
Bob?
That's right. Why, this little fella's biological clock goes off, even if there's a power failure in the whole neighborhood, and then boom! It's wide awake, and milliseconds later, so am I. So's everyone else within screaming distance.
Wow. But what if you want to roll over and get a few more minutes sleep?
Oh, you won't.
Oh, well, where can I get a Tamerlane alarm animal?
Wherever Tamerlane pet products are sold, usually near plastic surgery clinics, coast to coast.
Tamerlane alarm animal. I've already got a Tamerlane pet terrorizer robot and a miracle fish reanimator.
And you've been wearing your dog's Tamerlane animal smile brace, haven't you?
I didn't think you could tell, Pop.
Well, Ted, I'm a Tamerlane guy.
Yeah, me too. Those claws hurt.
A little.
Is that blood stain?
Oh, is it cold?
Hello, right-thinking Americans. This is the most misunderstood man in the Middle East, Norm Crosby. Just a little joke, of course, there to illustrate my sense of humor and humanness. This is, of course, the president of Iraq, Saddam Hussein. But you can call me the next Nebuchadnezzar. Well, do you love me now? Sure you do. All the guests can go home. Just as soon as we settle up on these bills here, okay. Who had a shrimp cocktail every day? You were abusing room service, buddy. Which one of you kept making the prank, get me a cab calls to the concierge? Okay, you. Step to the left. Everybody, all of you, all guests, open your luggage. One ashtray, one towel, we will pluck out your eyes. The rest of you can go after you pay, but remember, no out-of-town checks, okay? I thumb my nose in George Bush's direction. I know the American people love me, and thanks to a courageous Congress, it looks like I could be around a long time so you can love me even more. You know, with some patience and just a little give and take at this critical moment, I think we could find a silver lining in this mushroom cloud. Oop. Did I say mushroom? Forget I said mushroom. Just a cloud. Forget mushroom. Don't think about the mushroom. Sharif, gather the human shields. There's still time for one more game of Red Rover before they leave. Goodbye, everybody. I love you. Kissy, kissy.
Hi there, this is Jack Nicholson, your Hollywood reporter, wishing you and yours a Merry Christmas from Tinseltown. Now, I know what you're thinking, Jack. You're a heathen, wanton, wastrel playboy, so your holiday greetings are ringing just a little bit hypocritical. Well, let me tell you something. The one you ought to be wondering about is that Bob Hope. Sure, he's off entertaining the troops somewhere, or putting on a big Christmas TV show with the All-America team, or Miss USA, or that Brooke Shields girl. Thing is, these wonderful shows always take him to the other side of the world, or somewhere down near the equator, and if you check real close, you'll notice that he's always down there taping them during a highly unusual degree of sunspot activity. And if you check it out real, real close, you'll find that before old Skino started doing these things in about 1942, that unusual sunspot activity always coincided with the mysterious beaching of big schools of whales. Turns out that during these high-intensity electromagnetic storms, Bob Hope's head transmits a whale message of despair. So that's why he's always globe-hopping every 3 months or so. Otherwise, you'd have seen him burned as a witch years ago. So I repeat to you, Merry Christmas to you and yours from here in Tinseltown. This is Jack Nicholson, your Hollywood reporter.
Good morning. I'm Dr. Fleming Corsair, professor of paratransportation at Harvard University School of Psychic Economy.
No, that's Harvard, right? Not Harvard.
That's right, Harvard, here in Pensacola, Florida. The voice you hear with me is that of my guest today on Views from an Almost the Same Dimension, Barlow Flum. Mr. Flum, you live in a dimension that's nearly the same as our own.
Save but a few accidents of history. See, for instance, here Dan Quayle's mother did not drop the infant Dan on his head repeatedly, and so he's the bass player in Bad Company. Our vice president is a man named David Carnes. I suppose you've never heard of him. It's really, really weird, but of course normal to me.
Fascinating. So everything is just about identical.
Yes, yes. We have Dan Rather. We have Ninja Turtles. It's the Christmas season.
What's the big news story in your dimension?
Iraq's invasion of the NBA.
Well, that's the same as... Oh, wait a minute. NBA, excuse me?
See, Iraq is this Middle East country. You have one, too. And it's run by a guy named Saddam Hussein, who we're calling the double dribbler of the desert. Last summer, the United States sent him a subscription to Sports Illustrated, and along with that, of course, he received a great slam dunk videotape, fell in love with basketball.
He's starting his own league, is he?
Yes, he has. He's vowed to, listen to this, pluck your guys out. And so far, he's gotten Dominique Wilkins, Bill Laimbeer, Spud Webb, Kip Winger, Karl Malone, lots of the big names. The United States has given him till January 15th to tear up their illegal contracts or risk an international bidding war. Of course, Iraq has no tennis shoe industry, and he needs the goodwill of the United States if Saddam's going to succeed.
Well, amazing similarity.
Well, it's weird. It's really, really weird. But, of course, normal to me.
Well, we're out of time in this dimension. Thank you for joining us, Barlow.
It's very weird. Really weird. Normal.
This is Dr. Fleming Corsair, along with Barlow Flum, reminding you to love your dimension.
This is your Z92 Quail Ranger Space Alien Update. Philip Didier's new book, The War Behind the War, Extraterrestrials in Vietnam. The only person in the Army who will take Didier's calls, he says, denies there was a battle between the United States and aliens in Vietnam, but asks, how then do you explain the mass grave with seven dead aliens located somewhere in South Vietnam? Good question. Dateline Belluno, Italy. Antonio Provozenza disappeared for 2 days, only to be found dazed and hallucinating with no recollection of where he'd been. An expert UFO hypnotist expert discovered he'd been subjected to cruel lab experiments on a UNO. That was Dr. Vincenzo Andrade. But his credentials are being reviewed when NBC Film reveals beyond any doubt that Provozenzo was a dancer in the Orange Bowl halftime show. And that's why he's dazed. This has been your Z92 Quail Ranger Space Alien Update. What ho, Quail Rangers!
Hi, Dickie Schmooze here. Look, our boys believe in the American way of life. That's why they're our boys. So how can we show we're behind them? Well, by cashing in. Well, that's what I'm doing. What you can do is decorate your homes with these beautiful limited edition plates of the Persian Kuwait or whatever it is war. Look at these beautiful hand-repainted things here. They're handsomely decorated with scenes from the war. So lifelike. You'll think $19.95 ain't enough for something like that. Well, come to think of it, it isn't. $29.95, that ain't too much to show you believe in America, is it? Nah, look at these things. For just $29.95 a piece, you got, look, ain't that gorgeous? It's a desert, sure. A lot of sand down here. I guess it must be night because it's dark up at the top there, or maybe that's the bottom. I don't know. Anyway, here's a famous scene. Look at this. Bernard Kale ducking under his bed in his hotel the night the bombs hit Baghdad. $29.95. These honeys are worth $40. You can eat on them if you want, but, you know, the paint's still wet, so I don't know. You might like it. I don't know. Here's a new one for your collection. The big Arabian hero that shot down two Iraqi jets at Captain IE. Boy, you gotta have this one. Well, sure, it looks kind of like President Kennedy there, yeah, but who's gonna know? It says Captain IE right on there. Cute picture, too. Look at that. He's giving little Carolyn a hug. Finally, there it is. Wolf Blitzer. He's all dressed up like Elvis, but it's Wolf Blitzer. He's at the Pentagon. He's giving some report in that microphone there, see? Well, Okay, so you're American or ain't you? Wait till the Middle Gulf or whatever war. Just $40 a piece. Make the money order payable to me, Dickie Schmooze, good old USA. Or else send cash. No checks, no COD. You think I'm nuts? Nah, you're an American, so order today.
We like cash for the recording session, Dickie.
Local college football's on the air with the Coach Barry Sweatshirt Show. Hello again, everybody. I'm Yasha Foyme, and with me is the former head coach of the Fort Hemophilia Community College Fighting Bleeders, once described as the thinking fan's Woody Woodenhofer, Coach Barry Sweatshirt. Hello, Coach.
Hello, Yash or Woody, whatever your name is now.
Well, Coach, you were 0-3 last week, 1-5 for the year. Any comment?
Well, who cares? I'm getting one of those 900 phone numbers, and I'm going to have Pete Rose reading my prediction, so I'll be rich, so it doesn't matter how if I'm right or not.
Well, we care, Coach. We care, because it's time for us to pick 'em. Big game. Air Force Junior Varsity Falcons go to Lincoln to play Nebraska's JV. Who do you like?
Well, I understand a lot of guys from SAC are going down to watch this game, support the Air Force. Also, they're going to be out for blood because they'd rather be dropping hot bundles of blaze than American hell on Baghdad. Air Force 93-0.
The Junior Falcons, pumped up for Iraq, beat NU's JV 93-0. Now, it's time for the game in Shadron. Wayne State versus Shadron State. It's known as the game everywhere, except back east somewhere.
Yeah, this is a real big rivalry, I would imagine. It's going to take over 8 hours because of a faulty clock that nobody notices, and Wayne State will win 38-37.
8 hours of football, and Wayne State wins at 38-37. Nebraska travels to Manhattan to take on K-State.
Kansas State is my number three team after Drake and Yale, of course, so I'm tired of hearing about their easy schedule. Nebraska's a lot tougher than they think, and this is my upset of the week, Nebraska, 98-2.
An upset special, you're picking the Huskers to beat them 98-2 over the Wildcats. Well, thanks very much, Coach, and best of luck in your job search.
I understand there's opening at Drake and Yale.
Now just don't call me at home, huh? Stop that.
Hi, Dickie Schmooze here. You know, a lot of rich snobs are starting to watch TV because they want to know what's going on. Now, they're smart enough to make a lot of money, but they're too dumb to know how to invest it. That's why the smart, dumb person is sending his dough to me, Dickie Schmooze. The Dickie Schmooze investment plan guarantees there's going to be more money. I know where the stock market is, and I keep my eye on all the trends in such diverse fields as bugging devices and post office box surveillance and stuff like that. Now, as soon as you send me your cash, you'll see a handsome return in the form of this beautiful green piece of paper with your name personalized right on there in USA-made ink. Hey, maybe I should have just bought into an ink factory, huh? No. Don't do that. Don't do that. You never seen an ink factory, have you? But I have, so you better play it safe and send your dough to me, Dickie Schmooze. Now, you might think you gotta invest in some Japanese outfit if you want the big bucks. That's quite a dilemma, ain't it, for us American types? Well, there's still good American stuff that's doing fine, and I'll find it for you. Travel agencies, for instance, and passport photos. So don't act like a bloated, contemptible capitalist of the kind most people hate, and it'd wring your neck if they got their hands on you. The Dickie Schmooze investment plan will take care of that for you. Send cash only to one of these post office boxes that's flashing on your screen right now. And do it now while you're tired.
You're 30 days past due on the studio bill, Dickie.
Never mind. I got a credit card.
Hello again, everybody. This is Yasha Foyme, along with Coach Barry Sweatshirt. Well, he will be here. I'm on the campus of Evansville University in Evansville, Indiana, side of the Quail Games, honoring the Vice President, Dan Quayle, all part of the Vice Presidential Birthday Festival that's going on coast to coast in the nation. Security tight here, and the coach is still outside. He's had a little problem with a police dog, and so, well, we'll just have to put off the first update. That'll be a little later on. For now, this is Yasha Foyme in Evansville. Back to Z92. Hello again, everybody. This is Yasha Foyme, and I'm still in Evansville. The coach still being detained by security personnel. Let me just tell you, the opening ceremonies of the Quail Games here in honor of the vice presidential birthday was spectacular. The Evansville North High School Band, representing the United States, did a great touching version of Ice, Ice Baby, the Veep's favorite song, we've been led to understand. Then there were some Canadians who came in and a guy from France. It was a lot like a real event. This is Yasha Foymi, and the coach will be here. Barry Switchard will be here a little bit later with another vice presidential games update here on Z92. Well, this is Yasha Foymi. Hello again, everybody. And finally joining me, former head coach of the Fort Hemophilia Fighting Bleeder football team, Coach Barry Switchard, with me now. Coach, a little trouble with security?
Oh, no, not Yasha. It wasn't really too much trouble. Just a couple of the guard dogs thought they recognized me from a previous encounter. I threw some meat I keep in my pockets for such occasions.
Well, it's too bad you've missed it. Quite a show that Vice President Dan Quayle's been putting on here at the Quail Games. He just did the 100-yard dash in under 6 seconds. I believe he was pursued by some of those dogs who recognized you earlier. We'll stay with the games here.
What is a football game?
And, we'll get back to you in just a little bit here on the Vice Presidential Birthday Celebration. The Quail Games
underwear,
in Evansville, Indiana, on Z92. Let me see. Blackjack. Beamons, bazooka.
Hey, Joe, where are you going with that gum in your hand?
I'm going to give a piece to my old lady, Bill.
Well, aren't you going to answer the phone?
Well, you answer the phone, Bill.
Okay. Hey, where is it?
Well, where do you think?
Well, the ring sounds like it's underwater. Hey, is it in this fish tank somewhere?
Well, what do you think?
Wait a minute. This tank is full of piranha.
Right. And one of the piranha
is a phone. Oh, boy, what a great idea. A piranha phone. Where'd you get it?
Well, I got it just for subscribing to Tamerlane Pet Product Catalogs.
Oh, that Tamerlane catalog. Aren't they the ones who,
make the pet terrorizer robot, the electric cat repeller socks,
and the miracle fish reanimator aquarium? And the Wonder Pet Sealant?
Yeah, Bill. Plus butterfly gas, Denver pet boots, and tombs for the late furry fender feathered friend.
So if I subscribe to the Tamerlane Pet Catalog...
By dialing 1-800-111-1111...
I'll get a piranha phone, too.
Right.
Now, which one's the phone?
Well, that's the fun part. You never know.
Oh, okay. Here goes. This one. Ow! Ow! This one. Ow! Ow! Oh, got it. Hello? Ow, no.
Well, keep trying, Bill. Ow, that's the fun of the Tamerlane Piranha Phone.
Well, hi there.
Oh, well, hi there. I'm Mr. Midwest. What I like to do is get in my car and drive around to see the wonderful sights in this, the best heartland of any continent there ever was. You want to join me? Come on, hop in. Today, we're on our way to see the bluest house in Nebraska. It's right here on good old Underwood Street in Omaha. As I like to say, a world-class tourist attraction, like a prophet, often goes unrecognized in its own hometown. Well, look, you can tell we're getting near by the roadside establishments that cater to the tourist trade. There's a camera shop, black and white film only, that's what's in now, dry cleaners, a bar, of course. And look, right up the block is what I call a real doozy of a tourist state. It's a retirement home for those vacationers who choose to retire while traveling. I believe it's called the Bluest House in Nebraska View Retirement Home. There it is, there it is. Isn't it blue? Well, you knew it would be. There's an interesting story how it became so blue. You see, the owner was a sharecropper who got fired one day by the sharecropping company. So he came home early and found his wife in the arms of another man. Well, the other man shot his ears off, but he wrestled the gun away and accidentally killed his wife. Convicted of murder, he was sent to the big house where he lost his hands in a laundry room scuffle. Wishing to express his feelings at his predicament, he applied for parole and came home. Well, he couldn't sing, of course, because of his ears, and he couldn't write because of his hands. But wishing to give vent to his feelings, which he called the blues, he bought a bucket of paint, and holding the brush between his teeth, he created what we now know as the Bluest House in Nebraska. Well, this place really needs is a scenic overlook. Now, these people across the street, they're missing a good bet by refusing to erect a 50-foot tower in their backyard for the tourists to climb on. This despite my letter-writing campaign. Well, next time, we'll visit the deadest skunk on the interstate highway system. Abraham Lincoln would have flown right over it had he known it was possible for man to fly. Well, till then, I'm Mr. Midwest, hoping you'll hop in again next week.
Good morning! Radio Baghdad, on air. I'm Akbar the 250th.
And I'm Scooty Skom Shapra. It is glorious day for our beloved leader Saddam Hussein.
That's right, Scuddy. For one thing, power is back on in some parts of the nation.
This is one part, so we broadcast. Also, Iraq is spitting the teeth of great Satan back in his ugly face. Tell the victorious Iraqi people about it, Ahmed the 250th.
Okay, Saddam Hussein has bravely led the Iraqi people by watching American television. You think it's tough having no water or food or digging holes in desert to escape the bombs of the imperialist criminals? It's nothing.
That's nothing.
Our great leader faces much worse. Full house, family matters, Sonia Friedman.
Also, he has learned how to pluck the eyes out of the mad dog Yankees.
The next 92 callers win a free diaper cleaning service jacket. Ooh. They will be put in a truck.
Also, Mark, diaper cleaning service.
And driven to front where the Americans will welcome you. Then, of course, you will pluck out their eyes.
So, first 92 callers.
Wait a minute.
We're waiting for 92 callers.
Wait a minute.
Where are they?
No, wait.
Oh, phone does not work, does it?
Well done. Time to play Bomb and Chimney.
Oh, Bomb and Chimney game. I like... That's right. Capture the devil's bombs by sucking them out of planes into a chimney, and you win.
Yes, Video Game Factory or Canned Low-Salt Vegetable Factory won yesterday.
No, or maybe Radio Baghdad sounds like winning today, huh? Got one!
Come on, you chicken yellow liver sissies! You're Michael Jordan's
sweetheart. Yeah, your sweetheart is in arms of MTV VJ.
Ooh, that was a good one.
It's TAIF Day.
Patriotic rap for bucks. Take one.
I'm Dickie Schmooze, ain't that good news? Saddam Hussein is a funny name. Hey, bro.
Hey, bro.
America. Oh, this is gonna be a big hit. Iraq's got scuds, but they are, they don't work. We got spunk and lots of funk, so spit in his face. America.
America.
Hey, Desert Storm Troopers, everybody sing along now. America, America, God has grace and all that stuff. Yeah, $8.95, you can have this big CD that's gonna make millions of dollars and support the troops because that's what they want. Dig in your pockets, $8.95, send it to me, Dickie Schmooze, care of Kicksand and Saddam's Face, USA. $8.95, you'll be a patriot.
Dickie, you still owe us on your last studio session, you know?
Oh, that's right, I got a credit card. Hey, what name was I using then, you remember?
Gee, what are you eating, Bill? It smells great.
Well, it's black-footed ferret stroganoff, Joe, from Endangered Foods.
Oh, must be expensive.
Damn right. But it's worth every penny.
Endangered foods, huh?
Yeah, like these snail garter sticks. Rhino loaf?
Rhino loaf with or without horn?
Endangered Foods makes both kinds, Joe. And look, here's some cheetah on a stick.
Mmm, corn calves.
Panda stew, manatee salad, and here, Joe, have a great horned owl patty.
On rye?
Have it your way, Joe. Endangered Foods lets you eat like the carnivore you are at your deepest genetic level.
Endangered Foods. Where can I get them, Bill?
Well, anywhere. Ernest Hemingway books are sold, Joe.
Yeah, just look for the frightened lemur on the label.
Is that a lemur or a monkey?
Well, it's a lemur on the label. I like it on the table.
Hello, front desk, Al Rashid Hotel, Baghdad. No, sorry, no vacancy. Hotel is full of Western reporters here to cover Iraqi victory in mother of all battles. Yeah, that's right, Mom. Yeah, try the motel. They leave an APC burning for you. Or the No Roof Inn. Yeah,
glorious
bye-bye.
Manager.
Bye-bye.
Glorious manager.
Yes, lowly bellboy.
Peter Arnett ordered more shrimp cocktail.
And?
We're out of shrimp.
Well, obviously, I will have to beat you.
Oh, yes, of course. Thank you. But what about Mr. Arnett?
No shrimp, huh?
No shrimp, glorious manager.
Well, get some scorpions. Mm-hmm. They're kind of the same shape. Yes. Cover them with cocktail sauce, a wedge of lemon, and take them to Mr. Arnett because
Peter Arnett, he'll swallow anything. Oh, yes, glorious manager. One more thing, sir.
Oh, yes, I have forgotten to beat you.
Oh, thank you, but that is not it. No. I'm taking this order of trout armandine to the presidential hall. I mean, the presidential suite. Should I...
Let me look. Oh, yes, I think you should. Pluck out the eyes!
Okay, I will be back for my beating, glorious.
The mother of all beatings, lowly bellboy. Mm. This time, can I surrender to you? Mm.